We pray. Lord God, hear us and help us to hear you. Amen. Last Saturday, I attended the funeral of Dylan Nixon. At the funeral, Pastor Bartles, without doubts, stated that he believed that Dylan is in heaven. I expressed the same conviction to his parents. But do we know for sure? Well, there is only one who can tell us who is in heaven, who isn't. And not only can God tell us who is in heaven, but he can tell us who's going to be in heaven. However, is he going to tell us? In the Bible, God tells us that there are certain people in heaven. He names some: Enoch, Moses, Elijah, the thief on the cross, Stephen, and others. However, he does not tell us about our friends and our relatives. As for those who are still living on this earth, although God knows who is heaven-bound, he doesn't tell us. How is it that he knows? Well, he knows because he can see things that we cannot see. Listen to what he says. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. What is it that gets a person to heaven anyway? Well, it's nothing else than the atoning work of Jesus Christ. If a man has faith in Jesus, if he puts all his trust in the fact that Jesus gained forgiveness for him, and that the righteousness of Jesus has been imputed to us, then that man will go to heaven. Faith clings to the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. And because of that, Christ's victory over sin, death, and hell become that man's victory. But how can you or I tell if a man possesses such faith? How can we state with confidence that somebody is in heaven? Can you see into the heart of the person sitting in the pew next to you, in the bleachers next to you? Can you see into my heart? God alone looks on the heart. We can see only the outward appearance. So how can we express confidence? Outward appearance, that's all that we have. If the outward appearance is that of a believer, then we express the confidence that he is a believer. But what kind of outward appearance are we talking about? Are we talking about the way a person looks? Well, if that's what we were thinking, we might have occasion to say that the devil is a Christian. After all, God says that Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. False teachers regularly put on a demeanor of niceness. Hypocrites fake it and fool us. The outward appearance that I'm talking about here is found in the person's words and actions. If these are in agreement with the Word of God, then the outward appearance is that of a believer. The believer accepts and confesses the teachings of Jesus Christ. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Moreover, if the person lives by the commandments of God, he manifests what is inside of him. As it says, "Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." So faith manifests itself also in works. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. Now, this does not mean that a believer has to be sinless in order to be a believer, or that a believer never falls into error. What it does mean is that when this person becomes aware of his sins, he confesses them, and he seeks forgiveness from Christ. And he trusts in the blood-bought forgiveness. And when he falls into error and is shown the truth, he rejects the error and clings to the truth. In every funeral that I conducted, I always expressed the confidence that the deceased is in heaven. This was not because I could read his heart, but because there was nothing in his life that would cause me to question his confession of faith. He confessed that Jesus is his Savior, and he looked to Jesus for forgiveness for his sins. He kept learning the Word of God throughout his life, and if he became aware that there was some error in his beliefs, he cast it aside and confessed the truth. In other words, he bowed to the rule of God's Word. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. What if, before we could enjoy the fellowship of those who profess to be Christians, we had to look into the heart, to find out what was in the heart? We would never have the joy of fellowship then, because it's something we can't do. But God doesn't ask us to do it. In fact, He even tells us that we shouldn't try. What a relief. Now I can pray and worship and join in mission work with anyone whose confession and life shows that he bows to the rule of God's Word. I have listened to CDs and watched TV shows in which spiritual songs are being sung by people with all sorts of beliefs. And their choirs may be bigger than our choir. They may have orchestras. However, there is nothing that compares to attending an ILC concert. Why? Because we are confident that all of the singers truly believe what they are singing. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We pray. Lord Jesus, help us to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a complete man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Hymn 477, verse 2.